Many demonstrators gathered in front of the Islamic Action Front Party headquarters here in Amman to protest against the storming last Monday of scores of Israeli settlers into the courtyard of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied Al-Quds.
We are gathering here to say no to what is going on in Jerusalem. The Israeli occupation gradually aims to damage Al-Aqsa and substitute it with their third temple.
Worrying them are ultra-Orthodox Jewish groups who are reportedly planning to storm into the Al-Aqsa Mosque to hold Jewish prayers, a move seen as a precursor to future moves aimed at eventually occupying the shrine, which is Islam's third holiest, after the Grand Mosque in Mecca and the Prophet's Mosque in Medina and Saudi Arabia. Islamic organizations in occupied Palestine have called on Palestinians in Al-Quds and on Arabs and Muslims elsewhere to defend the shrine. The anger is also aimed at Arab governments for their current handling of the crisis.
More than 30,000 Jews are heading towards the Al-Aqsa Mosque to occupy and discredit it. But the Arab governments are watching and not doing anything. They are pleading with the U.S. to convince Netanyahu to accept the pathetic so-called peace solutions.
Instead of proceeding in the so-called peace process, they're calling for the immediate closure of the Israeli embassy in Amman, as this banner reads. It's time, they said, for the international community to intervene to prevent the Al-Aqsa Mosque from being damaged, warning of the dire consequences should the world fail to act.
If the international community does not put an end to the Zionist extremism of Netanyahu, Lieberman and Barak, then the region will explode and no one will be spared.
The Christian world, they said, was adopting concepts that were alien to it, making it susceptible to manipulation by Zionist interests.
Unfortunately, the Zionist ideology has penetrated the Christian world and is now used for the Zionist gains under the slogan of paving the way for the return of a Christ who is very different from the one spoken of in Islam and Christianity.
They want Western countries to re-examine their policies in the region.
These demonstrators are saying that if the Israeli attacks against the Al-Aqsa Mosque continue, the situation could only get worse. Tariq Al-Farah, Press TV,